trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him as He directs us all in every part. We first rest in the speed of our iron chariots,
our every abilities.
We first rest in the power of our earthly horses,
the strength of our earthly man.
We first trust in our own righteousness,
the works of our own hands.
We first trust in smooth, deceptive words, but through God's judgment we learn to trust in Him. And through His scourging, we learn not to lean on flesh. And through His chastening, He makes us His spiritual sons. And through His fire, He saves us all. By the wicked and the deeds, God indeed supplies in all our needs. We first obey directions of our carnal mind,
it all seems so right to us.
We first follow philosophies of every kind,
unstable in all our ways.
We first admire science, falsely so called,
puffed up by earthly knowledge.
We first bow to idols of our own heart,
walking in darkness.
But through God's judgment we learn to trust in Him. And through His scourging, we learn not to lean on flesh. Through His chastening, He makes us His spiritual sons. And through His fire, He saves us all. He never forsakes those who acknowledge Him. Good and evil, He leads us by His grace and truth. In His Christ, He makes us to grow like His tree of life, producing in us His fruits of righteousness.
He's righteous.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him as He directs us all in every part. The first man Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a life-giving spirit.
Jesus.
albeit the spiritual is not first for the first Adam, but the natural and afterward the spiritual.
Jesus is the first, he is the last.
The first man Adam is of the earth, he is earthy. The last Adam is the Lord from heaven, he is heavenly.
Jesus rules the heaven and the earth.
As we all have borne the image of the earthy Adam, we shall all also bear the image of the heavenly Adam.
Jesus is the Savior of all. First we go through death, and then judgment comes. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Through His judgments we learn God's righteousness. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. His righteousness will be the cover for one and all. Jesus Christ is Lord.